Patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
She's busy. Soon to be play-by-play for an NBA team.
And still she fits Homer in.
Wow. She fits you in.
Yeah, right.
If you weren't here, she'd have been too
busy.
She
hates me. What are
She's
you talking
got
about?
Five minutes. She did not.
She's only here because of you. She always agrees with Homer.
No, that was a couple years ago. She's arguing.
I know, right?
That's I know you're short on time. Over. So what do you want to make sure you tell us before you run out of time? Do you have anything at the top of your list?
Gear up, everyone. Four games left in the regular season.
What's the magic number?
For what? For number one?
For number one.
They're going to get the number one seed. Come on.
Last check, two is the magic number.
Yeah, but I mean...
Two out of four?
Devastated. Zora would be devastated. Be shocked if they don't get the number one seed. Tell everybody, Zora.
I wouldn't be devastated.
Come on.
These words. No, I wouldn't be devastated.
It's a lock. They're going to be the number one
seed.
She'd
be mildly irritated.
No, way more than that.
Mildly irritated. Because then they would just go down to two.
Fine, but...
So, they would have home court advantage until the conference finals.
Right. You know what?
And they'd have it in the finals, too, probably.
All right, percentage chance that the Bucks are the number one seed. Mine is at 99. What is yours? They're the number one seed.
When these guys step on the floor, I'm confident that they're going to win every game. Right now, they're two games ahead of Boston. Boston plays the Sixers tonight. So, I mean, we have this magic number scenario, but the Celtics could also help out the Bucks by just losing.
Percentage, please.
Now, I'm not giving percentages.
Oh.
Are we talking percentage confidence-wise?
No, percentage chance that they are the number one seed. I said 99%. You don't do percentages?
No, you know this. I don't do predictions. I don't do percentages.
That's not a prediction.
I don't instigate.
Because unless you pick 100%, you are predicting there is the possibility that they won't be the number one seed. But it speaks to the level
of
confidence
there's a possibility.
That
okay, so how confident am I that they're going to get that?
And I'm at 99% confident.
Okay, we're talking about how I'm very confident.
Okay.
But it's not the end-all be-all, and I will not be devastated. Because I would take these guys just being healthy and being all good and locked in, headed into the playoffs,
right.
overexerting for the number one seed.
And I would be with that, but I would still be devastated. They've almost got it hooked up already.
They're super close to that. Yeah, I mean, two games ahead of Boston with only four games to go is a great place to be.
Huge!
Because so much has... Yes.
All right, what was the best part? I want your recap of the Philly game and what you like best about it. I wish you tweeted during games. Do you ever tweet during games?
I used to do that my first year. Now, no, I'm just kind of focused on the work. I was impressed with the way that they set the tone early. Yeah. Like, they came out and they didn't mess around. Mm-hmm. I think that was, and I think Sixers aside, like, that was Philly for the Bucks to just come out. Especially after what happened against the Celtics, and just to come out and start the game in the right way, and they did that. I also loved how they withstood the third quarter run by the Sixers. It got to be like a 4 or 5 point game after being up by double digits most of the first half, and that's when you're like, oh, it's a basketball game, and they didn't fold. They pushed it end the third quarter, the 9-0 run, and then they start the fourth, pedal to the metal, and it got to the point where some of the starters could sit before the game was over. That you know, I just think. And they know how to play that way. I mean, some games you just don't have it, but they know what to do and what they need to do to beat these teams. It'll be great if tonight in D.C. they can do the same thing so they don't have to exert, like, crazy amounts of energy. D.C.'s not really playing anyone. They're in a position where they're calling it quits. It seems. You know, I'm not plugged into the Wizards organization like that. And, yeah, the Bucks want to get wins from here on out. It's something we talked about on the broadcast call. They want to get wins, but you don't want to overexert or have to work too hard for them. And that's something that's really hard to do in the NBA because you've got, even on teams like the Wizards tonight, right, even on teams where they're not going to the playoffs, those guys are fighting for something. They're fighting for contracts. This young guy's fighting for, you know, respect, whatever it may be. And those are the teams you have to look out for. Wednesday, tomorrow against the Bulls. You got Toronto, and then I'm excited for Memphis on Friday. I mean, there's just so many good games to round out the regular season. And one last thing, if I got to go, Homer, is that number one seed, and it would be the same thing if you have the two seed. But it's like not necessarily an advantage because you don't know who you're going to play. And I'm talking to some of the coaches about this. They've got to be at home watching all these games, and you've got to weigh the probability, and you've got to basically scout four different teams. Whereas, like, the 3-6 seed know exactly who they're going to play, which is what the Bucks had when they won the championship. They were that 3 seed. And they knew exactly who they were going to play.
All right, last question. Bobby, so what's it like?
Sixth man of the year.
Well, no, explain how much fans seem to love this guy. I mean, I know they love Giannis, like, but how do you explain the love, Bobby? They go crazy about him. What's the deal?
Well, that's nothing new.
I know
that,
it isn't.
The origin of that was the championship run, and the Bobby Champ was born, and he's been the mayor ever since.
So it's forever.
Yes.
Is it even bigger now?
Milwaukee's. I think every year it continues to grow, especially as he like cements himself in the community with all he does. 100%.
All right, I know you got to go. Bye. Thanks for the time.
All right, Zara, have a good one.
Okay.
It was noisy again. Is it raining outside?
I don't know, but it's...
Again?
She's in D.C., so...
Right.
Maybe it's raining there.
I would be devastated if they don't get the number one seed.
I would not be devastated.
Doesn't mean I don't think they're going to still win the championship, but you can't not get the number one seed where you are now.
I'd be devastated if I had to watch WWE. Other than that, I'm fine.
Heba, what would you be devastated?
I'd be devastated if Michigan got to the national championship game again this coming season and lost.
You were at the spring game, right?
I was there.
You wouldn't
yes.
be happy they made it.
It was cold. Wouldn't be happy they made it?
Yeah.
No.
To the national championship game.
No, because they've been in the playoffs the last 2 years. Now they got to finish the deal.
Would you rather them not make the championship game if they're going to lose?
Exactly.
Wow. That's
really?
Harsh.
Yeah.
That's devastating to me. I'll take a loss in the championship game.
Yeah.
Because to get to
the
championship game.
If I knew you were going
to lose? Well, yeah, but to get to the championship game means some great things are going to occur in the process.
You don't even want to get there.
Wow.
Not if I knew they were going to lose or not. No.
Would you take, would I take the Packers in the Super Bowl even if they're going to lose? Hell yeah.
It'd be more heartbreaking to lose in the big game with everything on the line.
I mean, I theoretically, you can't take any scenario that you know you're going to lose in. That's.
If I
really
lost, I will admit, if I was a Buffalo Bills fan and we'd lost in the Super Bowl 3 years in a row, I wouldn't want to go a fourth year if we're going to lose. But you got to lose.
Did.
You got to lose 3 years in a row in the championship.
It's the only
game.
Way you'll accept it.
The only way I accept
only
it.
Only I'll say three. No more appearances.
No more. Not for a year. I don't want to go if I'm going to lose.
You got to figure fourth time's a charm.
Could be. That's my limit.
That's what I would think.
Pebble isn't even there. It doesn't even take
Listen,
three with
how,
Pebble.
How good do you got to be to make it 4 years in a
gotta
row?
You
got to
be incredibly good.
I mean, come on. Let's
Incredibly
be honest here.
Good. Or there's a weakness in your
anybody,
conference.
Ain't nobody
versus,
making it four
or
times
Or there's
in
a weakness
year.
In your conference versus the other conference. They were the underdog every year in the Super Bowl, I believe.
I mean, I don't care. That's more than weak.
Yeah.
Your entire conference.
Well,
you made it 4 years in a row?
Yeah.
Good luck doing that again.
Well,
anybody.
Probably. Well, I would say it'll never happen. I'll go
Chiefs
with,
did,
I'll join
Didn't
that.
The Chiefs do three?
Did
they go three in a row?
Did they win two out of the three? I don't know. Like
so.
Teams have made the conference championship game years in a row, but Super Bowl, Miami won.
Exactly.
Miami went to three in a row, lost one, won the next two, one of them being unbeaten. I think the Cowboys went three in a row. They went to three in a row. I'm not sure. We will check next.
Who went four though?